This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That brutal heat is expected to bake much of the nation again today. And in Houston, many residents still don't have any electricity after Hurricane Beryl slammed into Texas on Monday. The AP's Donna Warder.
This is going to be a multiple-day recovery.
At a news conference Wednesday, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick warned residents that it could take some time to restore electricity to everyone following Hurricane Beryl. But residents, especially in Houston, are wondering why the utility, CenterPoint Energy, wasn't better prepared for the Category 1 hurricane. The Lieutenant Governor says he's spoken to the utility several times.
We are urging them to work as quickly as they can to restore the power in the safest, but in the quickest way they can.
No power has left people sweltering in the heat. CenterPoint said late Wednesday it had restored electricity to more than 1 million of its 2.26 million customers. I'm Donna Warder.
New trouble for President Biden's re-election campaign. For the first time, a Senate Democrat is now calling on him to withdraw from the race. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Vermont's Peter Welch has become the first Democratic senator to call on President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. He says he does it with sadness, but writing in the Washington Post says the stakes could not be higher, and we cannot unsee President Biden's disastrous debate performance. I'm Ben Thomas.
A lot of people will be watching later today as the president holds a press conference to close the NATO summit in Washington. Alec Baldwin's trial in the shooting of a cinematographer continues today in New Mexico with testimony from a crime scene technician with the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department. Three people were shot dead in Alameda, California last night. A person of interest is in custody. No word on a motive. This is AP News. They say they're sure they're going to get back to Earth safely. Two astronauts who should have been back on Earth weeks ago.
The two astronauts who took a Boeing space capsule to the International Space Station are confident they can safely return to Earth. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were supposed to return on the Boeing Starliner June 14th, but Wilmore points out they had some failures.
Lost an RCS jet, and then we lost another one, and then you could tell the thrust, the control, the capability was degraded.
The two are the first people to ride on the Starliner. Williams is confident once thruster testing is done on Earth, they can go.
I have a real good feeling in my heart that this spacecraft will bring us home.
Both say they're not complaining about the extra time in orbit and are helping the station crew.
That mantra you've heard, failure is not an option. That's why we are staying here now.
NASA hopes they can return by the end of the month. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.